This is a recast of the 3500-word piece, PCA Deciphered Data with Principal Component Analysis, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
Sure. So the article is all about Principal Component Analysis, or PCA, a statistical method of data analysis and an essential tool in machine learning. It works by transforming a dataset into a new coordinate system, reducing its dimensionality. The first axes in this system contain the most variance.
Importantly, PCA identifies the key features of the data without losing significant information. This allows us to recognize patterns in data and analyze it more efficiently.
The origins of PCA date back to the early 20th century. It was developed by Carl Pearson and later expanded by Harold Hotelling in the 1930s. Over the years, it has become indispensable in many areas like psychometrics, biostatistics, social sciences, bioinformatics, and financial analysis.
In today's data-driven world, PCA plays a critical role in reducing the complexity of datasets. It allows researchers and data scientists to gain insights into data, uncover hidden patterns, and make predictive models more efficient.
Another advantage of PCA is that it's a crucial tool for preparing data for other machine learning methods. By reducing dimensionality, algorithms can be trained faster, which leads to more efficient resource use and solves complex problems, even with limited computational capacity.
The process of PCA involves several key steps, from standardizing the data to selecting the principal components. It operates on principles from linear algebra and statistics, such as vector spaces, eigenvalues, and eigenvectors.
It's used extensively in many fields. In image processing, PCA reduces the dimensionality of image data without losing significant information. This is particularly useful in applications like facial recognition. In genetics and bioinformatics, it helps identify important genetic markers associated with certain diseases or characteristics.
In finance, PCA is used to identify the main drivers of risks and returns in portfolios. By reducing the complexity of financial datasets that consist of many assets with complex correlations, analysts can identify underlying factors influencing market volatility.
From environmental sciences analyzing climate data, to psychology reducing survey data to essential factors explaining human behavior, PCA's versatility makes it an indispensable tool in almost any field dealing with large and complex datasets.
When implementing PCA with real data using Python and the scikit-learn library, for instance, it involves several steps including choosing a suitable dataset, standardizing the data so that each variable has a mean of 0 and a standard deviation of 1, performing the PCA itself, visualizing the result if necessary, and interpreting these results.
Like any analytical tool, though, PCA has its advantages and limitations. It reduces complexity and uncovers hidden patterns, but is limited to identifying linear relationships, so it might overlook or misinterpret important structures in the presence of non-linear relationships.
While principal components maximize variance, they may not necessarily maximize significance or relevance for a specific analytical goal. Transformation of data into principal components can also complicate interpretation, as they may lack direct physical or intuitive meaning.
Despite its limitations, though, PCA remains a valuable technique for data analysis. Research and development continue in PCA and its variants like kernel PCA for nonlinear dimensionality reduction, sparse PCA for analyzing high-dimensional data, and incremental PCA for datasets too large for memory.
Our article also highlighted some case studies showing the application of PCA in real-world projects. From face recognition and image processing, risk assessment and financial analysis, to identifying genetic markers in genomics, these cases emphasize the importance of thorough data preparation, methodology adaptation to project requirements, and integration of domain knowledge in interpreting results.
In conclusion, the principal component analysis, or PCA, is a fundamental tool in data science, providing an efficient method for reducing the dimensionality of datasets. Despite its limitations, its adaptability and efficiency make it a central part of many data analysis processes.
As the amount of data increases and datasets become more complex, we can expect further development in PCA to handle these challenges. From more advanced algorithms for nonlinear PCA models to integrating PCA techniques with deep learning, the future of PCA looks exciting.
That's it for today.